Good evening, welcome. Glad you're here. If you'll please stand. And in your bulletin, you'll see that we have, beginning with Psalm 51, a responsive reading. So if you'll please follow along. Have mercy on us, O God, in your great kindness. In the fullness of your mercy, blot out our offenses. Wash away all of our guilt and cleanse us from all our sin. For we acknowledge our faults and our sins are always before us. Against you only have we sinned and done evil. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence. Do not take your spirit from us. Give us the joy of your help again, and strengthen us with a willing spirit. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. You can be seated, and as you sit, we're going to have a moment of meditation. I ask that you reflect on the coming season of Lent. It's a time we often associate with fasting, with sadness, with repentance. That is only part of it. Lent, of course, ends with Easter. And Easter is life, resurrection, joy. That bleeds all the way up into Ash Wednesday. So in the midst of our meditation, in the midst of our repentance, in the midst of us remembering that we are dust and to dust we will return, we also remember that this dust has been made new, redeemed, resurrected. Already, though not yet. In Matthew 6, we're in the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and he talks about prayer, he talks about fasting, he talks about being alone with God. Here's what he says. Beware of practicing your righteousness before people to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by people when they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by people, but by your Father who is in heaven. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So do not store up for yourselves these treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, Jesus says, there your heart will be also. Will you please stand as we sing our hymn, Lord, who throughout these 40 days.
You'll find a hymnal in the back of your pew, hymn number 252.
If you look again at your bulletin, the prayer for deliverance After I will say from the desire or from the fear of something, and your response is deliver us. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear our prayer. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver us. From the desire of being loved, deliver us. From the desire of being extolled, deliver us. From the desire of being honored, deliver us. From the desire of being praised, deliver us. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver us. From the desire of being consulted, deliver us. From the desire of being approved, deliver us. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver us. From the fear of being despised, deliver us. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver us. From the fear of being slandered, deliver us. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver us. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver us. From the fear of being wronged, from the fear of being suspected, deliver us. That others may be loved more than us, Jesus, grant us the grace to desire that. Amen. You may be seated. When I think of fasting, I tend to think of giving something up. I imagine most of us do. Chocolate, you hear about coffee, caffeine, sodas. Unfortunately, sometimes pie, right? We give these things up. When you look at the book of Isaiah, though, God talks about fasting, and he has this different picture of it. Listen to what he says. Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen, he asks? Is it only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen instead? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry, to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light, God goes on to say, your light will break forth like dawn. Your healing will quickly appear. Then your vindicator will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Fasting sounds joyous here. Ash Wednesday sounds joyous here. Where do we receive joy in the glory of the Lord? Before us and behind us. Before us and behind us. To have compassion on others, to be down in the dirt with them, he says, even to the point of death, this is fasting. This is Lent. This is realizing that repentance doesn't just mean giving something up, but turning back towards God. Exactly. Towards God. A new way of being, a different way of being in the world. That's fasting. That's Ash Wednesday. That's Lent. That's the Christian life. So I invite you to come. I invite you to come forward. We'll come down the middle aisle to receive the ashes in the sign of a cross. Not only to remember that we are dust and to dust we will return, but also to remember the glory of the one who became dust for us and makes dust live again. That's what we remember, even today on Ash Wednesday. Will you come? God of ashes, God of dust, God of our lives, God of our resurrection. We thank you at this beginning of the Lenten season for patience and for grace. We thank you for the welcoming arms you show to us that make this a place of peace. A place of peace even when what we come from outside is a world that seems ravaged by fear, anger, pain. A world that's raging and confused. We thank you for showing us a different way of being. For turning our understanding of glory upside down, for turning our success upside down, for showing us that so many of our fears and our desires are misguided and misdirected. If we looked into a mirror, we'd see that we're always being tempted to turn inward, to crane our necks down, to think about my desires, my fears, instead of the desires and fears of others and how we might go about breaking their yokes and setting them free. So remind us today and tomorrow and throughout these 40 days that your glory is not the glory of wealth or the glory of success or the glory even of happiness, but the glory of the one who laid aside his crown and became dust for all of us. And then may we today share in that glory as we remember that we too are like you, dust, to be resurrected. Amen. Thank you for coming this evening. 40 days. 40 days of remembering who we are and who God is, and remembering who God has made us to be. That's what wondrous love can do. That's what it can do. So go this week, go these 40 days, remembering who you are and who you're going to become. Amen.